And greetings, friends. Welcome to the fourth installment of Christian Meditation. Of course, the purpose for our meditation is to, of course, focus and relax, to absorb in the Word of God, and to tap into the Holy Spirit, the power of God that is dwelling inside of each and every one of us. Now, if you feel you don't have the Holy Spirit, ask Almighty God in prayer for it and to be filled with it. Now, it is perfectly natural if you become overwhelmed by the Holy Spirit during this meditation. Almighty God says that the law is spiritual, written on our hearts, and is written by His power, the Holy Spirit. We will be playing relaxing music to calm your inner being, just like David when he played music for Samuel. And our position will be a sitting position. Now, you can sit on your bed or on your couch or in a wild, natural setting like Isaac did. A place wherever you feel comfortable, quiet and alone, and of course your hands spread out in a receiving mode, as it says in the book of Psalms, that we open up our hands to God's law to receive it. So it is a receiving position when we have our hands open. Now that you're in that position and you are comfortable, close your eyes and begin to breathe. Breathe in and breathe out. Relax, tune out whatever's around you, focus in on the mind's eye, breathe in and breathe out. Concentrate on your frontal cortex, your mind's eye, and breathe in and breathe out. Let everything go, relax. Breathing is not just for relaxing, but it's also a symbol of receiving the Holy Spirit. You're in this receiving mode right now for God to channel His Spirit in you, for you to be a bright and shining light in this world. Let God's power, the Holy Spirit, vibrate in you. As the Bible says, Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive ye the Holy Spirit." That's in John 20, 22. So breathe in and breathe out. As you take your breaths, visualize you receiving the Holy Spirit. As it says, "O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. And I shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live." Ezekiel 37, 9 and 14. As it says, the same Lord who, as Jehovah Elohim, breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life, so that he became a living being, here breathes upon the apostles, that they may receive divine power. Talking about John, the 20th chapter, verse 22. So breathing is a symbol of you taking in, breathing in the Holy Spirit, receiving God's power. Breathe in and breathe out. As you continue to breathe, concentrate on your frontal cortex, the mind's eye, your conscious mind. Concentrate, and now I'm going to give you the first commandment in the law of God. Drink in and absorb those words. I'm going to play that one more time. Concentrate on your breathing. Concentrate on your mind's eye. And listen to the words of Almighty God one more time. Now let those words become part of your whole inner being. God says, "You shall have no other gods before me." Now think and focus. Now at first glance, the first commandment seems to be talking about pagans bowing down to man-made idols of wood and stone. And the Bible contains many chapters condemning this heathen practice. But there's also a deeper meaning to this. The Apostle Paul says that covetousness is idolatry. The first and the last commandments are closely intertwined. The Bible is saying that anything you lust for, anything you covet, is something which gets between you and the true God. What is holding you back from having a complete and healthy relationship with God? Maybe without knowing it, there are obstacles such as doubts in your mind that hold you back from giving yourself over to God in complete trust, in giving your life over to Him. Do you know of any obstacles, doubts that are buried deep in your mind that are coming between you and God? Millions of people spend their lives on the altar of covetousness, pursuing goals such as more money, fame, importance, ego trips, searching for the approval of others, homes, automobiles, all these things which represent the sole purpose in living to millions of human beings. Do you have any of those obstacles in your mind? Any of those pursuits? Now, it's not that God doesn't want to give you a prosperous life. He does. It's all about priorities. What is first in your life? That is why it's called the first commandment. What about false goals? False goals have become false gods for many people. You have placed temporary goals between you and your God, and you are unknowingly guilty of the sin of idolatry. What drives you? What motivates you? What is it you are really working for? What are your personal hopes? Now, is there anything wrong with pursuing something? Absolutely not. The question is, what is first, God or your goals? Do you worship other people? Celebrity worship, worshiping motion picture stars, television personalities, political figures, beauty queens, or even religious leaders? Do you want to mimic them and be like them? This has actually led to severe emotional and mental problems for many, many people. People form various fixations and vicarious love affairs with popular personalities that they see in the media and have become obsessed. Do you worship other people? Do you put other people before God? And what about the worship of the self? Putting yourself before God. Millions of Christians do not recognize the fact that they worship themselves and put themselves before God. When you put yourself ahead of everyone and everything else, when self-pursuits, goals, interests, desires, self-gratification, self-fulfillment are placed before Almighty God, before prayer, before Bible study, spirituality, before the righteousness of God, then you are worshiping yourself and putting yourself before Almighty God. Search yourself, search your mind. Go into the deep recesses of your mind. Are these the things that are obstacles between you and your God? Self-worship, worshiping other people, materialism. Are these the things that are obstacles between you and your God? In every way, we can easily see why Almighty God put the first commandment first. He must be first in your life. And when that happens, all obstacles will be thrown down, and you will have a direct relationship with Him, and you will be free. Now, do you have to give anything up by keeping the first commandment? Do you have to move, change jobs, go back to school, give away all your material goods, go through rigorous training, deprive yourself of anything like food or shelter or clothing? Absolutely not. All you have to do is recognize the greatness of your Creator and to put Him first in your life. If you do, then all the other things, pursuits, materialism, goals, jobs, would no longer be an obstacle for you. You would have no other gods before Him. You must learn to love, honor, worship God, to stand in deep awe and respect of Him, and to place your Creator first in your life. This removes from you an enormous number of curses and burdens and brings you with an automatic number of blessings. So now it's time to set yourself free. Visualize how you will feel free from these obstacles. Visualize how you would feel physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Release that burden by keeping the first commandment and put God first in your life, And as Jesus said, all these other things shall be added freely to you. Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 33. But this time, all in its right perspective and priority. Seek God first. Release that burden, feel free, and the weight shall be lifted. Eventually, if you continue to do these meditations, you will feel recharged and excited with your new life in Christ. See the world with a fresh new understanding in your walk with Christ. Now, as you continue to breathe and concentrate on your thoughts, feel that weight lifted from off your shoulders, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Concentrate on your heart. Tap into the power of the Holy Spirit within you. As it says, He abideth in us. This is God abiding in us by the Spirit which He has given us. 1 John 3:24. Time to tap into that power. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit which He has given us. Romans 5:5. Tap into that power. Time to make God's law part of your whole inner being. As it says, I will put my law in your inward parts and write them in your hearts. Jeremiah 31:33. So concentrate on your mind's eye, on your heart. Visualize the Spirit vibrating stronger and stronger, absorbing the words of the first commandment in your heart, releasing all those obstacles of doubts and fear, self-worship, worshiping other people, all those other gods that you put before God. Knock down those obstacles. Set yourself free by keeping the first commandment of God, because God's law, as James says, is the law of liberty. It will set you free. Feel the Holy Spirit growing stronger and stronger, filling your mind and your inner being with God's law. Feel the Holy Spirit radiating within you, becoming stronger and stronger, and becoming a light to this dark, sin-sick world. This is your spiritual strength to help you overcome and achieve perfection in the sight of Almighty God. Now concentrate on your breathing. Breathe in and breathe out. As you breathe and concentrate on your mind's eye, as you concentrate, I will give you the following biblical affirmations. Internalize them as you breathe in and you breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. We honor God as Creator. We praise Him and would never put anything else in His place in our lives. Breathe in and breathe out. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 33. Breathe in and breathe out. We are satisfied with and are grateful for the gifts which we have been given. Breathe in and breathe out. My burden are now lifted because I put Christ first. Concentrate on your breathing. I hold nothing back but give all to God and Jesus. All obstacles and doubts are gone because of the first commandment, and I am set free. Breathe in and breathe out. Jesus has liberated me from being a captive to spiritual evil. Breathe in and breathe out. The Lord will cause blessings to overtake me because I put Him first. Jesus and the Father are one, and the one true God I will put my focus on. When I honor God, He will command blessings upon everything I undertake. Breathe in and breathe out. This is developing the mind of Christ. All right, concentrate on your breathing. Focus on your breathing. Focus in on your mind's eye. Breathe in and breathe out. And as you breathe in and out, gently and in your own time, begin to be aware of your position, where you are seated. And gently, in your own time, open your eyes and thank God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son for being first in your life.